shot across the line. I was not caught, though many tried. I live among you, well disguised.
You're kidding. Just one shot?
They're not all zombies, Doug. How do you fight this thing?
Maybe we could drown it in A1 sauce.
Well, sometimes that is better. The person you put up there ain't the person that comes back.
It's dead song to get down with. About 6 feet under. Get dead.
Ooh, I love this song.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
In every neighborhood, there is one house that adults whisper about, and children cross the street to avoid. Now, Wes Craven, creator of A Nightmare on Elm Street, takes you inside.
Something's in there.
But we gotta get out of here, Leroy.
All sorts of rumors about what goes on in that house. The police never took it serious.
She's been feeding that thing between the walls again.
Very, very tense about this.
There must be another way out.
Can't get out. No one ever has.
What goes on in this house is a sin.
Father's one sick mother, you know that? Actually, your mother's one sick mother, too.
But what goes on under the stairs is a nightmare.
It is time to clean house!
Don't put me in there!
Let's go!
Wes Craven's The People Under the Stairs.
Hello and welcome to episode number 3. I am your host Brian, and today we are going to be discussing The People Under the Stairs from 1991, directed and written by Wes Craven, also known for doing Scream and A Nightmare on Elm Street. This is going to be a little bit different of a podcast. This is actually going to be a watch-along episode. So we're going to probably skip the history of the day and go right into the movie, because this podcast is going to be a little bit longer due to the runtime of the movie. So I hope you guys have a drink. I hope you guys have a snack of your choice, and maybe you're watching the movie along with me. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. All right, the movie is beginning. Got the nice Universal logo popping up here. I might have to cut out some audio here and there, just because there's probably going to be spots with dead air. Because there's probably going to be spots where I don't have anything to talk about. A live film presents a Wes Craven film. The People Under the Stairs. So we got tarot cards, the judgment card, the death card, the devil card, and the fool. Which is funny because the main character, Brandon Adams, I believe is the right little guy. His name is Fool, which is weird. Maybe it's just a nickname, I can't remember. One of my favorite actors, Ving Rhames, depending on how you pronounce his last name. So this should be, this is an interesting movie to me. It's a incest brother sister who kidnap boys and keep them locked in the basement, and the boys look like zombies because they're not getting any sunlight, and they're being starved to death, and there's a little boy stuck in the wall because he escaped, and yeah, it's just interesting movie. Wes Craven was very, very talented, and again, I definitely gotta watch all of his movies. I know there's probably a couple I haven't watched, so definitely gonna have to watch all of his movies. See Fool, reading the book. Sounds like grandma's, oh no, it's ma, dying and coughing. Classic ghetto area. Looks like the bedroom and the living room are all one room. Oh no, there's a door there. Alright, never mind. There's a door there. Written and directed by Wes Craven. From the master of A Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream, and a bunch of other movies I can't remember off the top of my head right now because, well, I just can't remember. Then we see Leroy Ving Rhymes in the apartment smoking up. That's bad for the kids. That's definitely bad for the kids. Little fool just learns from Leroy that they're getting evicted. That's quite the lease. 3 days late, and you gotta pay triple the price to stay. That is quite the scam of a lease. All because the owners of the building want to tear it down, and they're the last family. So that's interesting. It's definitely a pretty common, real thing that happens. We got Leroy trying to talk fool into going to steal some money. They were in the incest house. They're relaxing in front of their big ass fire. Crazy sons of bitches. They crazy. Crazy, I tell ya. Lots of money. All about the money. Parents are assholes. Because, well, then again, they're incest and they're keeping a bunch of random boys in the basement. So, of course, they're assholes. It's funny though, because he's eating a piece of meat, which is probably one of the boys in the basement, because he was complaining about buckshot. So I'm assuming maybe there's kind of like a manhunt thing, or maybe he just goes down in the basement to execute them, but I figured he might hunt them down, like let them in the backyard, run around a little bit type deal. I'm not too sure. We now see Fool. He's now in a really bad apartment complex of some sort. Homeless people all over the place. Got three puppies fighting over some food because they're starving. Okay, now they're fighting. Dogs aren't too happy. Little fool wants inside. He's scared. Oh, okay. So that's the apartment they live in. So there's a bunch of squatters then. Man, that apartment looks horrible. You can't imagine people actually living like that. Layers of wallpaper falling off. Rusty ass fridge with the paint chipping off. And Leroy just let Fool know that his mama has cancer. Leroy is just one of those types of guys. Watching this definitely makes me want to watch the Dawn of the Dead remake. He's awesome in that movie. I love him in that movie. Hopefully this sounds okay. I'm hoping that when I listen back to it, it doesn't sound like crap. I don't have the audio on the TV on, but I have it running through my headset. And I got my mic set up to record, of course, from the computer. So I'm also going to put clips in wherever I can, whatever I'm trying to say. Leroy is talking about ripping off the landlord. Apparently there is gold coins found in the building. Watch a family eating beans out in the street. It's a weird line. One day I'm going to buy a Cadillac for each foot so you can skate around the neighborhood. Doesn't make sense. And technically, what shoes are Cadillacs? I'm not a shoe person, so I don't really know this. But it just seems kind of weird. This poor mama laying in bed, dying. Because, well, she's got cancer. So, you know, that's the thing. I don't remember that, though. it's definitely a small point that you don't really have to pay too much attention to. We're back in the crazy landlord's home. I think the daughter's a bit ready to get her ass whooped because she might have licked the plate. Oh, look, her mama made a ugly ass dress. Now let's brush that hair really hard and rip it right out of the roots. Rip the hair right out of the head. I do like the music in this movie. It's nice and subtle, but very effective for the scenes. Oh no, mama's taking the plate away and there's a fork missing. She's gonna get her ass kicked now. Definitely gonna get her ass kicked. Now we have the daughter looking for the fork. It's the little guy in the wall had it. Which is weird. When I first watched this years ago, I thought they were like a zombie. But I guess it's just because they don't have any sunlight, maybe? They're so pale? I don't know. Talking about people burning in hell now. Alice is going to get her ass whooped by the father. That's child abuse. At least the mother said remember not to bruise the face, so I guess that's one way of looking at it. That's not a good point, but that's at least one way to look at it. Got Ving and the boys, or at least one of the boys, out driving by the house, scoping it out. Little fool's dressed in his, what was that, Boy Scout outfit? That wasn't one for Boy Scouts or Eagle Scouts or anything like that, so I'm not really knowledgeable of this kind of stuff, so. Oh, look, the incest family has a nice little brown wicker set on their porch. That's cute. Bet you they never sit in it, though, because they're creepy. Got a flickering light in the ceiling of the porch, so that's comforting. There's going to be an electric fire there. That's better get that looked at. Fool. Let's take a walk around the side of the house. Maybe the side door will be more effective than the front door. Don't mind that there's, you know, steel fencing over all the windows. You know, that's not a sign to get the hell out. I don't know what is. Just get the birds a chirping and they're all happy. It's a nice summer day. Yeah, let's, you know, fool walking around the backyard. And is that pond? Or is that just a giant hole in the ground? I can't tell. It's a pond. There was splashy water. It's a pond. They really need to do a better job at their lawn maintenance because there's weeds everywhere. Crazy mother comes outside and, is now talking to Fool. She wants to probably kick his ass and throw him in the little pond and drown him. But that's besides the point. Poor little boy just wants to go inside to use the potty. Little lady doesn't want to let him in. Wonder what that's all about. Huh? That's weird too. The metal wire screens have locks on the outside, not the inside. Just seems kind of odd. I guess it's more worried about keeping people inside than the people coming into it. Does that make sense? Yeah. More worried about the people on the inside getting out than the people on the outside getting in. That sounds better. That makes more sense. Kind of. Spencer here in the van talking to Fool about what the house looks like. Spencer wants to try and sneak in to get a better idea. Spencer being the stupid white boy of the movie. I think he's getting changed to pretend to be a gas gauge man or something. I think a meter tech maybe, or electrician of some sort. Like I said, it's been years since I watched this movie. Probably at least like 10 years, if not longer. Gas company, ma'am. We got an emergency. Let's just shut the door in front of your face and talk to you through a window. Using that whole, there's a leak on the block, excuse to get inside. She's going to let him in, but he's going to die probably, I think. Spoiler. Sorry. She's worried about being robbed, she says. Yeah. Robbed. You're just fucking paranoid, the lady. Creepy son of a bitch. Spencer gets inside and He's inside. I got nothing. Got a yawn. That's all I got. Fooling Leroy out in the van talking. Oh, look. They even drive a creepy old decked out black car. Decked out. I don't even know what kind of car it is. I can't tell from here. It's nice looking, though. But it definitely adds to the creepy effect of the family itself. Leor is getting a little paranoid because Spencer's inside as they're driving away. So he thinks that Spencer's stealing all the stuff on him. Which I don't think he is. I really don't think he is. Got this beat up GMC van. Styling. It just needs a fancy unicorn paint job on the side, and that would be best. But it was probably out of budget. Probably out of budget. Fool's ringing the doorbell to try and get inside. Even though Leroy's right behind him with a fucking crowbar. Yeah, I'm sure if they saw the crowbar in your hand, big black man holding the crowbar, they're definitely going to open the door for you. Don't worry about that. They'll definitely open the door for you. I'm sure they wouldn't be scared at all. We got them inside the house now, and Fool picks up what looks like a voodoo doll that's dressed in like a gas meter outfit. At least that's kind of what it looks like, because it's the same matching color shirt and stuff, so I'm assuming it's supposed to be that. Might not be, but that's kind of what it looks like to me. So they get through the second set of doors into what looks like a kitchen, maybe, but it's full of dead plants and like a funeral tombstone. It's a weird ass house. It's a weird ass layout. Like, is that supposed to be a dining room? Is that supposed to be a kitchen? I see counters and everything. What is it then? Oh, we just saw a scene of the voodoo doll getting dragged away on the floor. So I'm not sure if that's the daughter or maybe the guy in the wall, because he comes out in various spots in the house. So I'm not too sure which one that would be. Leroy pushes open this big steel door with his crowbar. And a cabinet system just scoots down the wall like a secret entrance. And now we see Fido. I'm not sure if that's really his name. It's a big ass Rottweiler that's trying to eat Leroy for lunch. Fool somehow gets attention to get the dog away. Now they locked herself into another room, which might be a kitchen. I see a meat grinder. Nice job using that mop and that drawer there to hold the door shut. Surprised that Rottweiler didn't do more damage to Leroy's forearm. Good thing he's got that Canadian tuxedo jacket on. Nice jean jacket. With a little bit of orange coloring on to it. It's very fancy. Very Jamaican. Or something of that kind of culture. One of the good lines, Leroy. Good to see the rich folks have rats too. That way the rich folks don't seem like they're better than us. They got rats too. Fool wants to leave, and Leroy's not too happy about that idea. He wants to stay and get everything. They hear a noise upstairs and they think it's Spencer, which it's not. So yeah, there's that. And we got some boring scenes of them just sneaking around the house, getting ready to go up the stairs. Nice little creaking stairs. It's always good to have. Getting paranoid by a clock going off, grandfather clock. Probably just about shit itself. Both of them probably did. Leroy's telling Fool to stay downstairs to keep an eye out for trouble. It's probably a really bad idea. Probably shouldn't do that, but yeah, let's split up anyways. It's only a horror movie. No big deal. Just a horror movie. Let's split up. Doesn't matter if we're in a house or outside of a house. Let's split up. Fool thinks he's hearing sounds. He's getting all curious. Sneaking around the house now. Boy, I'm tired. I thought that energy drink was going to wake me up, but it did nothing for me. Nothing. It is midnight at the time of this recording. So that's fun. That's fun. It's like an hour and a half movie. Go me. Yay. And then I get to edit this tomorrow. I'm just talking randomly because it's a boring scene where a fool's trying to get into the basement. It's like padlocked. So. Oh, look, the door comes open, though. Maybe it wasn't padlocked, just a chain lock, actually. We got him looking down the basement. We see Spencer's, I think it's his clipboard that he was using to get inside. And maybe a lighter. I only got a glimpse of it. Because I was yawning again. Just like I did there. Hopefully my yawning won't put you to sleep. If it does, I'm very, very sorry. I'm kind of sorry. But if you've made it this far, keep going. Because we're not even halfway there yet. So let's do this together. Fool, getting all scared, running back upstairs. And having a little pep talk to himself. So now he's going to go back into the basement again. Yes. Let's go into a house that has padded up windows that have steel wiring frame around them. Oh, and now there's a tripwire to shut the basement door. Let's go inside this house and then go into the basement of said house, because that doesn't sound stupid at all. No, it doesn't. That sounds really normal. I like how Fool's using the lighter to light his way, even though there's a light on the wall beside him that turned it on. And we can see light coming in through the basement windows. So it's not really that dark there. And that lighter's not really going to do that much for him. But, you know, it is what it is, right? This fool walking around the basement, being a fool, bumping into things. Because how did you not see that right there on your shoulder level? Let's just bump right into it. Because, yeah, we're blind and we're paranoid, probably. Probably about ready to poop ourselves. Poop-a-doop-a-doop-a. I don't know why I said that. It's yet again a quiet scene where not much is happening. So, we just saw a fool get flashed in the face with a flashlight for 2 seconds. Hearing some voices in the background. Is it the people under the stairs or is it a TV? I'll let you decide the correct answer. Or at least try to. What's Fool doing now? He's climbing up something or trying to peek over something. While hearing other random sounds. Oh no, the lighter went out. Whatever will we do now? We're in a deep, dark basement. But, that's fine. He's standing up on something and moving a TV that's on the ledge. That's the sounds he's been hearing. They randomly have a TV going. Not sure why, but it is what it is. Still looking for Spencer. Not gonna find him though. Fool's scared and fell on his ass because something. It's kind of like a fire extinguisher went off inside that room and the smoke got him in the face. Now the movie's starting to pick up. For a reason, the lights are starting to flash through all the wooden areas in this basement where all the kids are captured. We now see Spencer, he's dead on the ground. With the typical scare factor, his hair is completely white. It's like that guy that just saw death and died instantly. Fool's checking his hand, and he's got a gold coin in it. So maybe he did come close to getting the treasure. Was it him that stole it, or is it the kids? Who knows? Look at that. Spencer's getting dragged underneath the wall because one of these kids, I don't know, maybe wants to eat him. Yeah, I'd say so because his hand came back all scratched up. fingers look like they're all attached, but the hands seen better days. Definitely seen better days. See another random hand coming through like an opening in the wall where that TV was, and they pulled the TV back to face him. Now we have our loose kid in the wall come out, who's not really a kid by any means, but he's really excited to see Fool and hugs him from behind. That sounds weird, but that's what he does. We now have Fool trying to escape the basement, running up the stairs, and it turns into a slide pretty much, and he slides his ass all the way down. So that's never good. Look, the house is bootstrapped. Who would ever thought? Fool takes a second run up those stairs. He actually makes it to the top. Just stand up there beating on the door to try and get out. It's when the daughter opens the door and he escapes. Well, kind of he's... The guy on the wall is grabbing his legs and trying to hold him back, but he gets out. Barely. But he escapes the basement. And the one smart thing that Fool's doing is locking up the basement door, which is good for him. Good for him. But it looks like they can't open the door from the other side anyways, because he was just pounding on it. It wasn't locked, so I don't know. Unless it automatically locks every time the stairs go into the ramp. And danger. Crazy mom is home. And she parks behind the van. And Pucho's outside, so shit's gonna get real now. It's gonna get really real. Danger's about to happen. So we got Fool yelling up to Leroy to try and get his attention. We have Leroy laying on the ground at the end of a hallway. Kind of looks like he's dead. I think he's just listening in the vent system. Fool scares the shit out of Leroy. I don't know how he didn't hear him walking up on him. A man ain't dead just because he's listening on the floor. I was listening. Fool's letting Leroy know that Spencer's dead in the basement. And that the family is home. The parents. The incest brother sister parents. I don't remember their name at all. So that's what I'm calling them. Because that's what they are. So deal with it. Thought I was white before. I should see that sucker now. All right, we're running down the stairs now. They're trying to escape. We have the family trying to get into that door that they probably shut with a broom or the mop. Fool touches the front door and gets electrocuted by the doorknob. House is clearly really booby-trapped. Ah, the dog's name is Prince. I don't know if that's a dog bending the bottom of the door or the brother, but yeah. The bottom of that steel door is getting bent. We got Leroy using Fool as a dog bait. As Leroy hides behind a couch. Animal violence is coming up, so if you don't like it, you might want to turn the movie off now. Or skip forward. We got the Prince staring at Fool, looking all happy. And, well, now Prince is after Leroy. Uh-oh. Bad news. We have Fool trying to pull Leroy as Prince is pulling Leroy in the other direction. My dog's really hungry. And here comes a taser scene, which is kind of funny. Fool touches the doorknob, shocking himself. Leroy and the pooch. Pucho's taking a little nap on the floor now. I'm going to run back up the stairs now as the brother and sister finally make it back in their home. Leroy and Fool are running around upstairs trying to find somewhere to hide or somewhere to escape at least. Shocker, they can't open the window. I'm not surprised. Apparently can't break the window either with your foot because it's like bulletproof and shoe-proof. Footproof, I guess you could say. Mother's consoling Prince on the floor because he's all sleepy because he's been tased. Still trying to hide or find somewhere to hide. Leroy hides himself in a closet and says for Fool to find his own spot to hide. It's always comforting, right? And now we have a switch hit, and the house is on full lockdown. And the crazy man has some kind of gun with a laser. Not a gun guy either, so my knowledge on weapons is non-existent as well. So, house is completely dark. You, walking around with his laser pointer and his flashlight. Leroy runs out of the closet because the creepy guy in the wall starts to, well, I don't want to say attack, grabs him. I think he's always excited to see new people. And that's when the crazy dad lays a lot of bullets into Leroy. And Leroy falls down the all the stairs. And yeah, he's dead. There's no getting up from that one. He's definitely not getting up from that one. He's dead. And we got the incest couple walking, or not walking, dancing around Leroy's dead body. Because, you know, I guess they get off on killing people. And yeah, they're just creepy like that. They're incest, so can't really say much, I guess. Leroy's back, and not Leroy, Fool's back at the hallway again. We see a random candle and a doll getting pulled away. I think it's the daughter that's pulling the doll through a doggy door, almost. I'd say it's a doggy door, but it's not a door that Prince is going to get through, I don't think. I think his head is a little bit too fat for that, so could be wrong, but I think it's a little too fat. Never mind, you know what? I'm stupid because Fool's in Leroy's... No, stupid. Fool is in Prince's room now because we see the Prince dish, and I think there's like a dog bed and part of the human body that Prince was gnawing on, so that's always fun. Which is weird that Prince has his own little area that the dad can barely even get into. Guess that's just how they designed the house. I'm assuming they made the house themselves. The dad starts shooting down the hallway because he thinks it's one of the kids out of the cellar. It's not, it's another kid. Still a kid nonetheless, but yeah. Fool's now into another locked hallway, which I don't know if it's on the same floor or if it's on a different floor. I know this house seems a lot bigger than it should, but maybe that's just me. Fool introducing himself to the daughter, randomly in a washroom. Definitely needs to be renovated because it looks just as bad as the apartment buildings they own. Looks just as bad. Fool still talking to the daughter. Daughter's never been outside before. She's definitely homeschooled. Homeschooled for sure. Fool telling the daughter how he's going to get out. Or at least that's what he thinks he's going to do. He thinks he's going to get out. I don't think he really knows what's going to happen because, you know, he's a kid. And, you know, it's crazy people here. So, yeah. And apparently they're doing all this stuff because they're looking for the perfect boy child. I guess it's to mate with the daughter. I'm not really sure. Or, oh, no, I think they're just looking for his son. The daughter's going on about how daddy cuts out all the bad parts of the boys. And then once he's done cutting out the bad part of them, he puts them in the cellar. Because that's perfectly normal to do as being a father. I know, once my daughter starts to date, bad boys come around, I'm just going to start cutting pieces off of them and putting them in the cellar. I'm not actually going to do that, but, yeah. Let's just go on to the next subject, I guess. Awkward. I don't know if, I think these watch-alongs are going to be far and few between, just because it's kind of weird to keep up with the movie in a way, because there's dead air spots where I don't want that. I want constant talking, constant talking. Here's the fun part though. We have one of the kids, the kid that's loose in the walls, he's screaming. because he can't talk because his tongue's cut out. So he's getting the attention of the dad. The dad comes out in a full-on gimp suit. I don't know what Wes Craven was thinking, but he's full-on decked out in a gimp suit. I'll let that just sink in a little bit. Why? I'm asking why. Now, how's he even hunting? Because he's even got leather over his eyes. Also, no wonder your properties look like shit if you're just going to walk around with a shotgun and shoot everything. You shot the ceiling, you shot the walls. What are you doing with your life? Why are you acting like this? Do you have anger issues? I think you might have anger issues. Who else, you know, walks around their home in a full decked out gimp suit? Oh, sorry, he's got little slits for his eyes. They're not fully covered. Almost, but not fully. But yeah, who else walks around their house in a gimp suit with a shotgun shooting the walls? I know I wouldn't, because no, that's going to be expensive shit. And let's just not. Let's not do that. It's going to decrease your property value by a lot. Also, is this house soundproof? Because how do you not hear people in the cellar and you hear the gunshots? Got the mom who's now feeding Prince a hand. Prince likes his hands, apparently. But look, we have the cops showing up. Are they showing up because of the gunshots? No. Are they showing up because of the violence? No. They're showing up because of the van parked in their parking lot. Or driveway, I should say. This house is interesting because there's all these secret doors everywhere, too. So that's definitely makes you wonder if they bought the house like that and knew it was like that. Or if they bought the house and added it. Or if they made their house itself. The house looks really old. Looks a lot older than they are. So, I don't know. We got the police checking out the van. Fool had fallen a couple seconds ago and Prince heard that, so that will start the nice puppy chase soon. So we're now outside talking to the police. The mother's out there first, followed by the father, who apparently gets changed really, really fast because he was in a skin-tight gimp suit. And now he's in his fancy shirt and pants. So, it's not that, I guess. Apparently finding out that the van was used in a liquor store heist last night. Bad guys. Breaking into a liquor store and now trying to break in the house of the happy, creepy couple. Yeah, couldn't have picked a different house, could you? This is where the mother sees the Boy Scout. Sees the Boy Scout outfit in the back of the van. Which then has her thinking that the boy's inside the house. And that's a no-no because he's in the house with their little angel. The creepy little sweetheart. Got a fool who's about ready to go for a doggy door, who's then met by Prince. He's such a nice puppy. He's so cute. He just wants to lick you to death. Okay, so he doesn't want to lick you to death. He wants to eat your face off, but that's besides the point. He's literally got fool's heel in his foot, in his mouth. So yeah, fool's using his foot to keep the doggy door shut, and he's like, oh, where are you feeding you? And that's when Spencer's ring pops out of the dog's mouth. That's what they're feeding you. They're feeding you human meat. That's always good. Growing big and strong on that human meat. Human flesh and bones. Oh, look, daddy's back. Hey, I'm just gonna take a shotgun to this door. Fool finds a random stone that sounds like porcelain, so it might have been the top of the toilet bowl, I'm not sure, and decides to smash Daddy in the face with it. We then have Fool, who's grabbed through the wall by the main kid, I guess you want to say. Apparently the dad didn't know that this medicine cabinet turned into a secret doorway. And he just got a rock in the face by a slingshot from the guy in the wall, kid in the wall, whatever he might be. We now have Prince running through the walls, getting ready to have his afternoon delight snack, getting ready to have boys for lunch, because he's a nice, friendly dog like that. It's funny, the camera's behind prints every now and then, and it just literally looks like he's walking normally. Oh, he's getting up to a little bit of a trot now, so that's good. The wife. What hit you? The damn bear trooper. I think they're stuck at a dead end now. So when Prince then gets put on a booby trap slide, it really makes you wonder what the hell is going on with this house. I really don't understand. And said slide takes Prince right out for the kitchen. See, Prince doesn't look that bad. He's cute and friendly looking. Well, he's not trying to bite your face off, that is, but that's besides the point. We now see Fool and creepy wall kid in Alice's room, which not gonna make Mama happy, because you can't have little boys in the room with my little Alice. That's a no-no. This is where we find out the boy in the wall has his tongue cut off. So that's fun. Doesn't look painful at all. Okay, maybe a little bit painful. Probably a lot painful, actually. Let's not lie. It's probably super painful. There's some small dialogue between the characters. Nothing too important. Ah, this is where we meet the creeper in the wall's name, Roach. Roach needs to get some sun, get some food, and cut his nails, because nails are getting long, and he's a toothpick, and he's super white, almost as white as Alice's dress. This is where we then learn Alice is making voodoo dolls to hold the souls of the burglars that break in. This is where we then see she has a whole assortment of various voodoo dolls. And uh-oh, Daddy just walked in with a shotgun and put it right in Fool's face. We now have Fool and Alice being pinned down on the bed, which sounds awkward, but it's not like that. Oh, it's apparently spring cleaning time. Daddy's using Fool to help drag Leroy's body. Fool then gets kicked down the stairs, because, you know, why not? Might as well do it anyways. It's gotta happen. There's like a little is it Cinderella kind of scene? We got Alice at the bottom of the stairs scrubbing blood up off the floor, so it's kind of like the Cinderella story of, you know, having to clean, I guess. I'm just pulling at strings here, people. I don't know if that's what it's supposed to be. That's what it looks like. I think it's Cinderella. I don't know my Disney princess movies at all. I will 100% admit that. I'm sure I'll find them all out soon, because Abby's going to love them. But until then, I don't know them that well. Then see, is it Spencer that's getting cut up and hung from the rafters? Might be, or no, maybe it's finger ramps. I'm not too sure. I can't really tell by the inside of his stomach. It's where we learn that Daddy is a real weirdo, because he's eating some of the raw meat as he's cutting it off, and then throwing it into the pen where the creeps are held, because he likes to keep them real hungry. So making them fight over the meat, because that's going to be the only meal they get. And we then see Mommy. She throws Alice into boiling hot water while she's still dressed, because she has blood on her white dress. Well, what do you expect, Mommy? You threw her down the stairs, pretty much. See the creepy dad in his bloody apron and gloves, getting ready to throw Fool into the pen of the crazies. So that's good. I don't know what to call them. I don't know if they have a technical name. The Starving Kid Foundation, maybe. Kids that don't get enough sun. Not ghouls, not goblins, not zombies. Just creepy white guys. Lots of creepy white guys. That's when the father meets back up with the mother and Alice upstairs. He says he didn't kill Fool because he's going to let the people under the stairs do it for him. So, maybe he's going to die now. Because out of the bunch, he sticks out like a sore thumb inside the group of the people under the stairs. We now have something else opening inside of the holding area. We then see Ving's dead body popping up, which I think is just being a puppet. Yeah. Roach is using it, which is really different. But whatever, it works, I guess. Roach is now grabbing the keys to let Fool out of the pen, the holding cell, if you must. Now I have Prince coming back down again to keep the people in line. For a reason, they decided to go into a furnace. At least that's what it looks like. That's when that Fool then realizes Roach's shot. Doesn't seem to be doing too bad with the shot, though, I'm not gonna lie. He grabs his lower stomach a little bit, but that's about it. I believe Roach is starting to slow himself up, or what's he doing? I don't know. Maybe he's just laying there bleeding out. That's when Roach went into a top part of the furnace and grabbed part of the coin collection. I'm not sure if it's a big coin collection or just a little small one, but it is what it is. I don't know how he knew that that's what they were there for, but that's besides the point. Roach is now starting to write something on the wall inside the furnace. Alice, I think it's what he writes. Yeah, that's what he writes, Alice, and points upstairs. Of course she's upstairs, you're in the basement. Where the fuck would she be? And I believe Roach just dies. I think that's it in the Roach. I think he dies from the gunshot. We now have Fool going up through the vent system. He's following. Prince is following him. Somehow Prince walks up and out the basement door, no problem, even though Fool couldn't open it earlier when it wasn't locked. Prince is showing his puppy intelligence as he keeps going further and further up the stairs. We hear the sounds of the father, I think, getting ready to beat the crap out of Alice. So dad just tells Alice that Alice's friend in the walls is dead. And that everyone else is dead. I'm probably going to insert this clip where the father opens the door and tells Prince to shut the fuck up. Because, well, you know. And then out of nowhere, Fool comes out of the vent system and nut punches the dad. And, well, you know, it's always good content. The dad runs at Fool. Fool sidesteps him. Dad runs into the wall and then gets a lamp broken over the back of his head. You know, I'm not surprised that Dad's not that smart. Not surprised at all. And, oh no, Alice's dress is stuck. Whatever will we do? Just rip the dress. That's all you gotta do. Just rip it. Father's back in the cellar. He's then at the furnace. And he sees Roach inside and lights the furnace. So Roach is definitely dead if he wasn't before. Guess he's charcoal now. Or at least going to be charcoal soon. Burn. Burn in hell. Great lines. Just great audio. Great content. Great writing. I might be making jokes of this movie, but I really, really do enjoy it. I think it's definitely original and definitely fucked up. Fucked up for sure. But I think that's just Wes Craven in general. Just really fucked up movies. But that's what makes them good for the most part. I know there's some movies out there that suck. But that comes with any creative mind. You can't make everyone happy. You can't make great things all the time. So, yeah. Yeah, Alice and Fool finally getting out of the ventilation system. Still inside the walls. Coming to find out that Roach is the only one who knew how to go through the walls. You got Fool, who's gonna screw it up for the both of them, because he decides to sneeze inside the wall. Which then the pop starts to unload a shotgun in the wall. God forbid you shoot your daughter too, but I don't think you really care about that now, do you? Probably not, I can't see you caring about it. Oh, we now see the walls are booby-trapped as well, because there's a spike machine. It would have made the kids into shish kebabs. Now I have Prince getting sent through the vent system, which is not going to be good for the kids. But let's hope for the best for them. They're not going to die. Not yet, at least. We have Fool trying to take on Prince. Let's see how well this turns out. Probably not that good. And there's going to be more animal violence, so if you haven't turned it off already and you made it this far, maybe you want to turn it off now. That's totally your call. I leave that up to you. I got some awkward sounds coming from the walls. It kind of sounds like the all making love. Very awkward. Because Alice is trying to get Prince off of Fool. I don't know why I keep forgetting his name. It's weird. We now have the dad stabbing through the wall, which is going to be very bad in about 2 seconds, because he's going to stab the wrong thing, and it's not going to be Fool. Spoiler again. Sorry. This movie's from 1991. If you haven't seen it yet, it's your own fault. Hopefully you go see it, though. Thanks. Bye. Poor Prince. It's the end of that puppy, sadly. They gotta go at some point, I guess. Dad's all happy because he thinks he killed the boy. Little does he know he just killed his dog, though. So, yeah, he's doing the happy dance, and the mother wants proof that he killed the boy. So let's go get some proof, and let's be very disappointed in ourselves at the same time. Because that's what's going to happen. Got the dad then starting to break through the wall to get proof to show the wife that Fool is dead. Oh, look, Prince isn't dead exactly yet. Never mind. Now he is. Now he is. He had enough energy to pop his head out, though, and then collapse to the ground, so... Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah, that's kind of bad. We now see Fool and Alice. I think they're fully in the attic. Hey, look, they got a window that's open. You don't see that too often in this house. Of all the windows, they have the attic window open. So that's fun. We'll just climb out on the roof and jump into that little pond, and then we're safe. We're good to go from there, right? Right? No, we're not. Come on, guys. Let's get out on that roof and jump in that pool. Or that pond, I mean. It could be, you know, 10 feet deep, or it might even be just a foot deep. Who knows? Got Fool out on the roof now, trying not to die. I believe Alice is going to get captured now. She's fighting off her dad so he doesn't shoot Fool. Fool then falls off the roof, and look, he's in the pond. And he's not dead. So I guess it's deep enough to survive the fall. Which is always good. Always good to be safe, folks. Make sure when you're jumping in the body of water, it's deep enough for you to not die. Then have Fool running through the back garden. And Pops forgot the number one rule. He's shooting his gun outside. Now you're going to get evicted. Yeah, people aren't going to want to live beside you now. And it's all because of the way you just acted. Shame on yourself. Shame on you. Mother just told him to go straight to the room, get in suit.
Got Fool, who's talking to some other guy.
My yawn, I'm sorry about that. Probably going to leave that content in, because that's good content. Fool took the gold coins back to the house, where they're talking to this other random black guy I've never seen before. I don't know who he is at all, but yeah. Talking about taking the coins to get enough money to get his mom the operation and to stay in the apartment. Get a little feed or backstory on the family. Apparently it started out as a family taking care of a funeral home, and each generation they get a little bit crazier and crazier. Interesting. That's always comforting. Still some more backstory. Just doing more of that backstory. Got Fool checking in on his mama. Fool's sister saying that she's worried for him because the people are crazy. Because, well, they are. Because that's the whole point of the movie. Fool saying how he's going to go back and keep his promise. Because that's what he did for Alice. He promised he was going to come back for her. So it's time to get our shit together. Let's get a posse. Let's break into this house. And let's get Alice back out of home. To her new home. got Fool going to this weird rectangle box that has a thing inside of it. It looks like a phone. Oh, I think they called it a phone booth. That might be what they call it. He does a police call on them. And I don't think they're going to fall for it. Well, they're there, but I think nothing happens that gives them enough proof to do anything about it. So, you know, the police officers are walking through the home. Like, it's not a big deal at all. Apparently, they do a really good job of cleaning up their messes because, you know, there's a lot of blood and guts probably all over the place. And a dead dog, and there's probably a decaying smell, too. So that's besides the point, right? Because you did put a body in your furnace and then turn your furnace on. So that would make it definitely a rotting smell, probably. Got the mom doing her rounds, giving out free coffee. Got a ton of cops all looking around everything. Got the dad who's picking up chains and handcuffs. Because we don't want the police knowing that we have handcuffs on her corner stand. So that's bad. That makes us look bad. That makes us look weird. Got this random cop coming up to the sergeant thinking he's found something that the sergeant's going to want to see. What is it going to be, though? Dum, dum, dum. Really, what is it going to be? Ah, it's Alice's room. Apparently they told the sergeant that they're alone, but why have a girl's room all fully decked out and ready to go? That's probably because, you know, you're crazy. Really, really crazy. It's amazing how you watch this movie and you're watching the characters develop and they're just getting weirder and weirder as they go. So, it's just good craftsmanship, I guess, if you want to call it that. I don't want to see another cop or a cookie in my life. What's wrong with cookies, though? Cookies are good. Some more lovely dead air. Nothing really happening here. They're just locking up the house. And, oh, look at that. The basement stairway gets blocked out by a shelf. That's not creepy at all. I'm already talking about replacing Prince with a bigger dog. Such a lovely family. They're so loving. They're so careful about it. Mom and Pop are having a conversation because I guess the back door is left open, so she's not sure if any of the freaks in the basement got out or not. And Fool pops out of the cupboard because, you know, everything's just connected with everything else inside this house, so why not? Let's not use the stairs. Let's not use the vent system. Let's use a random cover to just climb our ass out of. Whatever works, I guess, right? You work with what you got. But the Fool is now back inside the house. He wants to get his girl Alice out of there. Because, you know, that's just the type of guy he is. Gotta get that lady out of there. It's for everyone's own safety. He decides to go over to the fire pit and pick up a fire poker. Still just creepily walking through the house. Not really much to it. And then he's got his fire poker in both hands. You can lightly hear the mom and pop talking about stuff. Maybe they're asking each other how their day went. Fool still sneaking. That's what he does. Sneaking around. Which makes sense because he's trying to avoid these creepy people. It is what it is. So wait and see. Doing their nightly pray. Uh-oh. Guess what? It was just a prank to get you upstairs into that room because it was a video recording. And ta-da! Here comes Gimp Suit Dad. Which is such a weird costume for, you know, a killer to wear. Or anyone to wear in general, I guess you could say. Why would you do a full body gimp suit? But that's just my question. Then have the mother dropped on her butt and gimp suit dad falls on top of that. All because all the mother wanted to do was get a bag, I think. Or something. I'm getting really tired, so I'm glad the movie's almost over. We got the gimp suit father running around like a crazy man with his shotgun in hand. Of course he's running around like a crazy man because he is crazy. So that's besides the point. Did you get him? He's fast, damn it. I don't see you doing anything, mother. They then believe that Fool escaped through the back door. Little do they know he's hiding inside their living room, I believe. See up the fireplace? If so, I'm glad I didn't in real life turn on the fireplace. Because that would have been awkward. Imagine if Fool's hiding up there and someone goes over and just lights that. It's going to go up in flames. Literally, flames. We then see Alice, who's handcuffed by and hanging by the top of her hands. I believe that's in the cellar, maybe? I'm not too sure, actually. Not 100% sure on that one. Fool then helps Alice get out. Then having a touching, loving boy-girl moment. Looking at each other in awe and happiness. And we got the gimp suit daddy coming back up upstairs to check on Alice. She hides over top of the opening that Fool just made. So good teamwork for the both of them. Which then gets weird because the mother just interrupts daddy in the gimp suit as he's grabbing his crotch. It's a really awkward scene to watch. Yeah, because they're incest to begin with, and the fact that he's grabbing his crotch while talking to his daughter just sets it off even more. Apparently the mother has a thing for cutting up ears of the boys that they find. That's not awkward at all now, is it? Not awkward whatsoever. Kind of find out that Alan's is adopted. And, well, we're going to say adopted, but really it's stolen. So that's, you know, unfortunate for her, but. So, Fool has the idea to jump out of the window again into the pond. Little did he know that Alice brings up that the first thing that the Gimp Daddy did after Fool escaped that way is drain the pool and fill it with rocks and broken glass. That's always safe. Just safe like this TNT that's just, you know, attached to the house, ready to blow the whole house up at any point in time, I guess to hide evidence maybe? I'm not too sure. Got them doing the tightrope walk on top of the house. Now we have the husband and wife fighting over Alice. Husband calls her a whore, and then the wife slaps him in the face. And now he's literally doing the Darth Vader choke. Minus the social distancing, he's literally got her by the throat, throttling her. So, yeah. We have Fool trying to trick the father. He's halfway in the fireplace, shooting up at them. He thinks he hits Fool, but it's just a joke. Joke's on you. Here comes a brick at your face. That would really suck, getting a brick in the face. I hope to never experience that in real life, and I hope you don't experience it in real life either. So, yeah. We then had the creepy mother looking up the fireplace as Fool and Alice drop down on her. She's trying to choke them out, but Fool's like, nah, that ain't happen. I'm going to stick my two fingers right up your nose and make you let go of me. Nope, you're not catching me. No way, homie. I'm going to be free. Fool's then explaining to Alice how she can escape. She wants him to come with her, but he's got better plans. He's not done messing with this mother-father combo. So, yeah. House is then in the living room getting ready to escape. I think she's going to use the front door or maybe not. I can't really remember. I know it was electrocuted before. But that's before, not now. So we'll have to wait and see here in a few minutes. We got Fool in the basement now. Getting ready to, I think it's free the creeps. So that's always fun. We then have the mother who grabs Alice. Because Alice isn't capable of sneaking out of the house. She had one job to do and she was unable to do it. You are useless, miss. Alice putting the pain down on her mother. She stomps on her bare foot. You go, girl. You got this. You can kick ass. It's when the mother and father are now talking and saying that the both of them can burn in hell. She's tired of having a daughter that doesn't listen. So, yeah, I guess that's how it's going to go. That's how it's going to go, apparently. And they're checking every cupboard and countertop whatsoever to find Alice. Little did they know, she's hiding up in the stove vent. But then we hear the commotion coming from the cellar. It's all the kids inside the basement yelling and screaming, and they think that it's Alice, but it's not. It's actually Fool, who's standing halfway on top of the steps waiting to shoot the dad in the face. But little they know that the button to make the steps go into a slide is right beside him, which causes Fool to fall down the stairs, followed by the dad falling after him. Got this standoff in the basement coming up, or I think it's like a standoff in a way. Got the shotgun cocked and ready to blast. We got a knock at the door, so that's good. It's gonna stop the dad from killing Fool for the time being, at least. Not fully, but for the time being. Then we open up the front door to see it's Fool's sister waiting there to catch them. She's then going on about the plan that the parents have to ruin everyone's life by raising the rent, because that's a requirement for this script to be a success. We gotta talk about real life problems with people screwing us over on money. We then have the dad getting ready to shoot Fool, but all the creeps in the basement start flashing their flashlights, because apparently everyone has a flashlight. I don't know why, but yeah, they have a flashlight to get the attention of the man so the boy can escape. We then have someone knocking on the door who's saying they're police, but they're really not police. It's the gentleman that was sitting at the table earlier. They just want to discuss the horrible things that the landlords are doing to them. Kind of like a little protest, but it's not going to work out because the parents don't really care. They're all about their self. And next thing you know, we have a whole neighborhood pretty much walking up in front of the house. I think it's all former tenants of them. We then have Alice, who falls through the ceiling, knocks out the mother by smashing her head into the floor. That's a way to show your mother some love, I guess. Just shoot right out of that ceiling and you smash that face right into the hardwood floor. Right into the hardware floor. We're back in the basement where the dad is trying to hunt down Fool. One of the creeps is pulling Fool over to the door lock, which the dad shoots at, misses Fool, but now the door's open, so now it's anyone's game. It's probably 15 of those creeps versus one guy with a shotgun. My money's on the creeps. Any day of the week, my money's on those creeps to kick the incest father's ass. Pretty bad we got some really bad looking skeletons just hanging up on the pillars that don't look like they were ever human to begin with. But that's probably me just nitpicking. Then have the father trying to run up the stairs because he hears the guy and the Fool's sister. Then the shut the door in his face and he falls down the stairs. Dad's really having a bad day, but you know, if you're incest and you're gonna do that kind of stuff, that's all on you. You gotta do it however seems fit. And then have Fool and the creep, one of the main, I guess it's like a secondary creep. I don't know why I call them creeps. Let's just go with creeps. He's trying to show Fool a gift that's behind a, I think it's a safe or something. It's booby trapped, I believe. So, Fool enters this room, and it's Goonies treasure all over again. Treasure galore. Not sure where it all came from, other than, you know, the buildings I own. But there's a ton of treasure in this room. It's crazy that they would keep it in the basement next to the creeps. Which then Fool has a good line. No wonder there's no money in the ghetto, because this creepy family, they have all the money in the world. Uh-oh, bad news happens. The front door shuts and locks. I believe it's the mother that did it. We have the fool's sister then going up the front door. Oh, the front door wasn't locked. It's locked now, though. So I'm not sure how that happened, but the door automatically locks. Now it's Alice and Fool inside the house versus the mom and dad again. Oh, Alice is trying to turn the power off, and it's not working. Because apparently there's a master power control panel somewhere. Now we're going to have a standoff between Alice and the mom and Fool and the dad. I'm not sure who's creepier, the dad or the mom. I'm not really sure at all. They're both pretty messed up. And now the mom's getting ready to kill Alice because she's doing the number one thing you don't do. She's running around the house with a butcher knife. She could fall and hurt herself. That's very bad parenting. You should not run with sharp objects, kids. Also, if you're a child, you should not be listening or watching this movie yet. You're a little bit too young. Now turn off the movie in about 10 more minutes. The mom has Alice pinned down on the stairs, getting ready to stab her, and that's when one of the creeps breaks through the stairs. He's that strong. He just bursts through the wooden stairs. So that's fun. But guess what? Now the mom is outnumbered because now the creep has the butcher knife, and now she's running around scared because a bunch of other creeps are blasting through the walls. They're all coming out. So yeah, see, this is why my money's on the creeps, because they're gonna murder them. 100% gonna murder them. Actually, it was Alice that kills the mom. Yet again, spoiler, but if you haven't watched it yet, it's your own fault. Mom's not actually dead yet, though. There's another spoiler for you. She's just running around, stabbed in the waist area. Lower stomach, I guess you could say. But she's gonna fall to her death soon. It will happen. I know it's gonna happen. Yeah, it looks painful pulling out that butcher knife. That does not look fun at all. No, not fun at all. She pulls that knife out of her lower stomach and charges at Alice, but all the creeps attack her and act like it's feeding time, getting ready to rip her apart. Or just throw her in the basement, that works too. Just toss her down the stairs. No big deal. She'll be fine. She'll probably walk it off. Probably not, because her throat's ripped out. Maybe she'll walk it off. No, she was not going to walk it off. Still have Fool inside the storage for the gold, I guess. The dad hears him opening up a box that had coins on top of it, and the coins all falling down, so that made a good amount of noise. So the dad's now hunting down Fool again. He's more focused on what is happening. We then have a sound of coins getting flipped or hitting other coins. It's actually a trap set up by Fool. It's a creepy house, but I wouldn't mind having that room right there. It's got a good chunk of money in it, and that'd be fun times. There's a lot of art supplies I could buy with that, and I'd be totally happy with that, because the more art supplies, the better for me, because, well, yeah, I do art. So, yeah. More money for me makes me a happy boy. Yeah, we now have a Fool stand with two wires in his hand. I think it's rigged to the dynamite, so who's gonna die? Is it gonna be Fool, or is it gonna be the whole building? Because I'm pretty sure if that dynamite goes off, it's taking everyone with it. Fool has a good line of, I don't want to kill you, but I will, because I don't like you much anyway. And kabooey goes to the dynamite, which causes the money to go everywhere. And look at that, your barriers on your walls or your windows, they don't matter because they're gone now. Got money everywhere. Money just for anyone and everyone to grab. The dad went flying through a couple walls by the looks of it, or maybe it was just
two different shots of going for the same wall. And he then lands into the septic tank area. I'm not really sure what it is. There's a thing of water down there in a hole, so I'm not really too sure what it is. Alice then runs downstairs to check on Fool, who's just sitting on the bottom of the steps beside the dead mom's body. We got everyone, you know, happy because it's raining money, you know, because that happens all the time. Dynamite goes off and it starts to rain money. Bills going everywhere. Even though it's, you know, all stolen money of some sort, so. But that's besides the point. Don't mind the creep people coming out of the woodwork now. Everyone doesn't really seem too concerned of these pale white creature humans coming out. They're more concerned with the money, let's face it. They could care less about that. And that's the end of the movie. Which is funny, the characters are Fool, Man, Woman, and Alice. Then you got Leroy and Roach and Grandpa Booker, Ruby, Spencer, and Mary. So, I don't know why. I guess Wes Craven didn't really have any plans to name the mom and dad. But, yeah.
Hello, Freaks and Creeps. It's that time again where we help support some fellow horror content creators. First up, we have Diabolik DVD. Make sure to check out DiabolikDVD.com for all the new listings on horror DVDs and Blu-rays. Hell, there's even some titles there I've never heard of before. Great content, great customer service. You won't be let down. Next up, we have Graveyard Goods. Content created for the dead, by the dead. Don't be left to the dead. Right now in stock, they have some Hellraiser, Halloween 3, and Exorcism merch, such as sweaters, hats, and sweatpants. Definitely go check them out as well. Check out their newsletter, sign up, and don't be left for the dead. That's graveyardgoods.com. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Alright guys, so that brings us to the end of episode 3 of Rotten Reviews. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I tried to salvage as much as possible as I could. Upon listening back to this recording, I didn't really like the watch-along aspect of it, because there was times where I wasn't talking about anything. I know I was really burnt out last night, so maybe doing that as well, being super tired, wasn't probably the best thing to do. But I think all around, I think it's a decent episode and it's a good movie. So hopefully you guys did enjoy it. I know I'm going to try my best to make the next episode even better. So if you guys did enjoy it, make sure to leave a like down below, leave a comment, give me a rating as well. Hopefully you guys are checking me out on Castbox, Podbean, or now Spotify, as we are an official podcast on Spotify now. So that's pretty cool for us. So for the next episode, episode 4, we're going to go back to some killer vehicles, and we are going to watch a movie based off of a Richard Matheson novel. We're going to watch Duel. So if you guys haven't checked that out, definitely recommend it. We'll be going back to our old format where I have a better layout and plan for things. So hopefully you guys will check it out next time, and I'll talk to you guys all later. Peace.